I love rich chapters like that. I was talking to Andrew the other day about the problem with reading a chapter in Proverbs. It's like that fire hose, Brother Zach. Each of those little bitty pieces you could just sit and think on for a long time. I'd like to kind of present a thought to you this evening that I hope will help us in maybe doing some reflection on our own characters. And I think a great way to do this is to think about the rich abundance of characters. We all grown up, most of us in a Christian home, and have grown up hearing Bible stories from our youth up. And so I want to, for a little while, just think about some characters in the Bible that that you might have on your heart. So this is a time, or that comes to mind, this is a time where you youngsters or whoever can call out a great character in the Bible that you, who's a great, I mean, my mind just starts swimming because there are so many great characters in the Bible. So who's a character in the Bible?
Moses.
Yeah. Who's another one?
Joseph.
Oh, so glad someone said Joseph. Yeah. Wow. Joseph is a great character. Sorry. I had a few characters in my head that I have some thoughts on, and so I was hoping someone would. Joseph is one of those characters. It says he was despised by his brothers. It even says, and because I had that, I looked at some of that again to refresh my mind. They even looked at him from afar and started despising him. I have four brothers. We all got along very well. And some of us come from bigger families. Joseph was a younger character, so he didn't have a lot of wisdom from years and things like that. Joseph is a great example of focusing on what's important and not giving himself to temporary pleasures when he refused to lay with Pharaoh's wife. Potiphar's wife. Yeah, thank you. And a great witness, and then forgiveness, and all those things we think of when we think of the character of Joseph. So who's another great character? And don't say Amos, because... Yeah, those are also two really good ones. Daniel, Paul, Lot, Jacob, Jonathan. Jamie knows I like Jonathan. So each of these characters, and I think the Bible's full of this because the Bible is telling a story from day one until, well, there won't be an end day. And from the Old Testament all the way to the New Testament, the Bible is chock full of stories in, it's the story of, well, it's the redemptive story of mankind. One of the characters I read about in Matthew 19 is the one of the characters that started getting me to think about my character and characters. This is the man, I'll just call him the man with much, although he's in a parable, although he is referred to as a young man. And he goes up to Jesus. So this is me sharing with y'all. Here's a character I'm thinking about. This is a negative character. Okay, so some of the characters we say, these are good examples. And then some of them are don't do this, right? This is a young man who goes up to Jesus and says, "What must I do to obtain eternal life?" Which is a very, very good question. If there's something you should be concerned about in this world, that's a really good thing to be thinking about. And he says, I'm looking at Brother Zach, but he says, "Honor thy father and mother and do these things." And he says, "I have done these things. What else must I do?" And he says, "Sell all that thou hast and follow me." And I immediately thought of, remember the disciples when he said, "Come follow me." And it says, and they forsook all, everything they had, and they followed Christ. And this young man, he's one of those characters we're looking at, and we're, oh, look, he's asking the right question. He's a young man, and he's asking not, you know, about this or that, about what's going on, but he's asking, "What must I do to obtain eternal life?" That guy has been thinking, right? Man, what's going on? And we're up here, we're looking at this character. And he's been honoring his father and mother. He says, "I've been doing those things." But he's got a lot. He's got a lot. He's a wealthy man. He says, and Jesus says, I'll just flip to it real quick. Matthew 19:16. Wait, that's not right. Well, where is that? Say it again. I went too far then. Okay, thank you. Jesus said unto him, if thou wilt be perfect, go and sell that thou hast, and give unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. And we're kind of, just imagine you don't know the rest of the story, and you're kind of holding your breath thinking, he's almost there, you know? He'll be like those disciples that first took all, and Christ just promised him treasures in heaven. And it says, but when the young man heard that saying, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. He was too attached to what he had, wasn't he? And so here's what I want to do, just kind of as wrapping up. I read this story and I started thinking about, I've been reading through the book of Samuel, some great stories there. Wow, lessons learned from Saul on what not to do, a lot on what not to do, bitterness. And I started thinking to myself, sometimes I think about the story in this book from cover to cover as kind of like, that's the story right there. But I think it would be helpful for us to remember that the entire redemptive story of Jesus is the foundation of the world, the creation, Jesus' incarnation, the cross, his death, resurrection, and then there's a second coming. And I want to, for you to remember for a second that you are in this story. You are a character in this redemptive history of mankind. You're a character in this story, like the same ones that you read in this Bible. And so think for a second, what kind of character are you in the story? We read about a lot of characters. We talk a lot about the good characters. And we use that as a guidance, right? I want to be like that leper. We talk about thankfulness. We always talk about that leper, right? He's an example of that, of the ten. He came back. And that kind of struck me. Sometimes I think, I look at these characters and I say, I want to do this, I want to do that. But then I'm not like, well, what kind of character am I? Am I the kind of character, there are several people mentioned in the Bible who rose up early in the morning to be about their father's business. Maybe you're that kind of character, maybe you're not. Are you the kind of character that you would read about, that kind of undesirable character that holds grudges? Are you that kind of character to look up to, who gives what he has, who has a servant spirit, who's kind? Are you that kind of character that you read about in the Bible that you tell yourself, don't be like that person? Are you the kind of character, and I'm thinking to myself, that's why I'm kind of looking up, because I'm thinking to myself, who tends to look at what other people have and immediately think, oh man, they're just, you know, they have got more than me, and negative thoughts just towards that person. And so, you've heard it before that, you know, we read the Word of God and it's kind of like a looking glass. We can apply it to our lives. But I really enjoyed thinking about that. I enjoyed not just looking passively at the Bible, but engaging myself in the story. Because, okay, here we go, Matthew, and then you get to the end. But the rest of the story keeps on going. And in year 2015, there's still saints worshiping God that are still in that story of Jesus Christ and his story, history, and you're it. So I think that can be helpful to think today, think of some great Bible characters and say, I want to be this type of character today. Or maybe you look at yesterday and thought, man, what kind of a character was I yesterday? Well, at times it can step on our toes, but it can also be encouraging. So I hope that's good. Anyway.